Michael Parker and Karen Lewis from the Pumicestone Chamber of Commerce are here at 101.5 FM Studios again this morning. Joining them is Neralee Souter, Partnerships Manager of the Destiny Rescue Australia, the charity of choice of the Pumicestone Chamber of Commerce. Neralee has dedicated the past three decades for the cause of international not-for-profits, where she has worked to transform the lives of those trapped in poverty and slavery. Great to see you all here, and keen to hear what you have to say. It's over to you, Michael.
Thanks, Shane, and thanks for having us here. What a wonderful organisation, what a wonderful charity. You know, Destiny Rescue is our charity of choice. So we've chosen that, Karen.
Yes.
Because it means a lot to us. The cause means a lot to us. And we talk about it all the time.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about why we did that.
So I think the Chamber wants to go beyond just sort of connecting other businesses. It wants a community connection. It wants something that people can really rally behind and believe in and get passionate about. So, Neralee, do you want to tell us a little bit about Destiny Rescue, what you do, and potentially how the community can get involved with supporting you?
Yeah. Well, firstly, I want to say thank you for the Chamber for supporting us as well as choosing us as their charity of choice. It means so much to us when the community gets behind what we're doing, because when the community gets behind us, individuals get behind us, children are rescued. So basically, Destiny Rescue is all about rescuing children from human trafficking, in particular sexual exploitation, and we equip them to stay free.
Excellent, excellent. And how can the community support you guys? What do we need to do if we want to make a donation, or we want to talk to you more about doing a community event?
Yeah, so that's very important for the work of Destiny Rescue. So without the community, children don't get rescued. There's many ways that people can contribute. If you have a business, you can, now's a great time, being end of financial year. There's tax deduction available on any donations between now and the end of June. And at the moment, we're running a matching campaign, so any donations given will be doubled. But if you don't have the capacity to give yourself, there's a number of other ways that you can get involved. One is referrals, advocating for us. You may have a friend who may be able to contribute. Or we also run fundraising events, like peer-to-peer events. One we've got coming up in October is Tread on Trafficking, where you can pick the activity of your choice and fundraise for that and rescue a child. So to rescue a child is $2,100, and that frees a child. It allows our agents to go into an establishment, identify a child, get that child out, and then after they're rescued, they will go to an aftercare facility or be reintegrated back with their family, and then they have the opportunity to enroll in our Freedom Plan, where they receive counselling, trauma counselling, life skills, financial aid, education depending on their age, and vocational training, then eventually safe job placement.
So recently, Shane, we had this event called the Moreton Bay Monster Speed Networking event, right? Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
And at that event, we did some fundraising, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, so it was a speed dating event. Speed networking event. Very similar to a speed dating event, where we got to talk to everybody in the room about Destiny Rescue, and all the other businesses got to share about their businesses. And then at the end of it, I gave a bit of a presentation about the work that we do. And then Michael encouraged everyone to make a donation before they went home. And we raised $2,905, to be exact, from that event.
So we rescued
a child.
One child.
So,
How good is that?
Yeah. That's brilliant. I want to hear more about this. So continue talking.
Keep going.
Okay, so just a little bit of background on what we do. We have agents going across the different five regions that we work in, across Asia, Africa, and Latin America. And our agents go into establishments looking for children that have been trafficked, and then they'll offer them a way out. And a lot of the time we work with local law enforcement officers. Partnering with them, we will provide them with the intel that an establishment or an individual is selling kids. And then together we'll go and conduct a raid on that place. And then the great thing about raids is the police can then arrest the perpetrator, and then multiple children can be rescued from that. So to finance a raid is about $10,000.
Amazing. Yeah. Absolutely amazing. I really do love the work you guys do. I really do.
Yep.
You know, it chokes me up when I introduce you at our events, but I tell you one thing, we will stick with this charity because of the work they're doing. It's been done. It's not every – I feel it, right? I just feel that we're doing something from Palmerstone.
Yeah.
Just a little place called Palmerstone, we're making a difference.
It's a vital service that you perform, so admiration for that.
Yeah, exactly. It's not hard to see why the Chamber got behind this particular charity. Yeah. It's very important work indeed, so thank you so much, Nerily.
Oh, you're welcome, and we appreciate your support, of course.
So one of the things, Shane, that we're doing,
mm-hmm.
and we'll continue to do,
right?
The third Sunday in October.
The 18th, I think it is, yep.
Ooh, the third Sunday. You want to hear this? Right. One of the things that we know for sure, that right now we're in a housing problem. And
yes.
We know for sure that our poor tradies they're so busy, Karen.
Yeah, yeah.
And what happens is they try and bring their family into the business in order to buy back some time. And often what happens is that little push, maybe it's their wife, maybe it's their husband, but when they work together, all of a sudden the family has a little bit of friction. And so as a chamber, what we're doing is we're trying to put some support around that because they're very hard to get to, these tradies. So we are going to put on the inaugural and annual Battle of the Trades.
Well done. That's a good idea. I like that.
Yeah. Well, do you know what it is?
Well, I like the concept, so tell me what it is.
Okay, so in Donnybrook, there's a wonderful place. What's the business called?
The Crossfire Skirmish.
Crossfire Skirmish. We are going to go down there. We're going to have Sparkies versus plumbers versus chippies versus the other trades.
Okay.
It will be, they'll go out there with gel blasters and we're going to engage them in order to encourage them and develop relationships. And our charity of choice on that day will be you, Destiny Rescue. And I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have some sausage sizzle. We're really looking forward to that because what we're trying to do is help these little businesses because we need those trades. We need the housing.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And that falls in our Tread on Trafficking month, the month of October. So it's very exciting. So we've got people all around Australia coming together to do some sort of event to rescue children in that month. So
like walking or something?
Yeah, they can walk, can run, they can... Last year I had...
Well, I'm not running. I might walk. would sleeping be one?
Whatever you like, whatever you can raise money from. It's open slather. Whatever you can raise money from, you can do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we'll put some information on our website about that, Nerily, so that people can get involved. Excellent.
Okay, so a couple of other things regarding the Chamber.
Yes.
Last Friday of every month, between what, 4:30 and 6:30, down at the Oyster Shed...
Yep.
Sandstone Point, which used to be called Torbal Point, by the way.
Years ago.
Yes, years ago. And Sandstone Point, mm-hmm. Oyster Shed, we have about 30 to 40 businesses turn up just to encourage each other, just to go, hey, how are you going?
Well have a done. Drink. That's a great idea. Yeah. I like that.
Have a drink and watch the beautiful passage.
Mm. It's beautiful venue.
Beautiful venue. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Beautiful with the sunset and everything. But it really brings businesses together without sort of formalising an event. It's just come and have a drink, speak to other business owners, have a chat. That connectivity and community is really what the Palmerstone Chamber is all about.
And you spend a couple hours there doing that.
Yes, which is wonderful. Exactly.
So, Karen, there's two reasons why a business goes out of business.
Yes.
The first reason is that they're not profitable. And I can help them with that.
And not networking.
You've nailed it. Yes. Right? The second reason, the reason why we started this chamber,
loneliness.
Is because they're not connected.
Ooh. Yes.
They feel like they're an island, right? And so 12 months in, how many members have we got? 12 months in.
Over 280 members.
That's all right. That's a good number. Yeah. Very well.
So tell me about the directory.
Yes, so we, off the back of the success of the Chamber, we realised that a really good way to connect people is to create a business directory. So we have one of the fastest growing business directories in Moreton Bay, the Moreton Bay Business Hub. And you can put your business listing on there for free. It gives you a little bit of value in terms of search engine optimization, i.e. Google can go and find it, so you're getting some exposure through search engines. You can also connect to other businesses. You can search for them. You can, with a bit of an upgrade, so that's a free membership. We have paid membership as well, which starts for about $99 a year, which is really affordable. And remember, it's obviously 30th of June coming up, so if anybody wants to jump on there and get a paid one, there's some deductions there available for people. But it actually helps businesses connect digitally. You know, if they're looking for people in the area, they can post events, they can post job listings. There's a whole range of stuff that they can do. And again, it's about finding mechanisms to connect businesses in the Moreton Bay region.
So, Neroli, are you on that directory?
We are on that directory.
Okay. That's how we can get you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. Excellent. So out of the Moreton Bay Monster Speed Networking, this is a crazy idea.
Oh, I like it. Give it to me.
We have another one coming up at the end of the year. We've had two.
Yes, September, I think September. We're looking at. Yeah.
So
venue dependent.
Keep an eye out there.
So they're more or less quarterly, are they?
Roughly.
And, but one coming up. So typically what happens out of that event is you go, you know what, I'm really interested. I want to know more about this business. And once a month we have an exclusive dinner, don't we?
Yes.
So the idea of that event is just crazy. That event, you're speaking to.
You get 30 seconds to introduce your business. They get 30 seconds to introduce, and then we all swap. So there's
well done.
That's people walk out of that event, lost their voice, and they're gone, right?
Yeah. But they know everybody.
They know everyone. Exactly. They've got a stack of business cards. But the other event, which is probably the most connecting event, is that once a month in a very secret room down at Bribie Island RSL, the RISL.
Yes.
A room that can only host 8 businesses.
Eight.
So we have 8 businesses for 2.5 hours in an exclusive dinner, and we facilitate connections.
Yep.
And we literally put businesses in a referral agreement. Like literally
you will have
a joint venture or a connected business referral partner.
What a good idea.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So the next one is in July, the first Tuesday in July. It's usually the first Tuesday of the month, but check the Pumpstone website for more details. They've been really successful, and we've had really good feedback about them because it is so exclusive with only 8 businesses. That ability to form that deeper connection has been really, really popular.
You know, I was wondering how to make money. I thought it was a $50 note and a photocopier, but it's not. It's actually getting to something like that. That's what it is.
It's about getting your hands dirty but having a good time doing it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You know, and if that's the way you treat it, it's going to be successful for you. And that's the key.
Bit by bit, we're trying to connect.
Yeah.
And we're trying to help.
Yeah.
I know, what 2 reasons why business goes out of business, not profitable and not connected. When they are profitable but not connected, and they go out because they're not connected but they're profitable, that's sad. That is really sad.
Yeah. We want to support the region. We want this region to thrive for small business owners. So Michael and myself both are business owners as well. So we understand what it's like, and it's all about adding value to the members.
So to make it upbeat, let's get positive. And what do you do next?
The next thing you do is obviously join the chamber, and then you connect with Destiny Rescue. Let's really do that. Let's really reach out as a community and make a difference. Every cent, nearly.
Exactly, yeah.
Every cent won't make a difference.
If everyone does something, then we can have a huge impact.
Amazing. Yeah.
Okay, on that note, thank you so much to Michael Parker and Karen Lewis from the Pumicestone Chamber of Commerce for the update on upcoming events. Getting started, your team's ready for the Battle of the Trades. Make sure you sign up for the business directory. Neroli, what an eye-opener. In a perfect world, your position would be redundant, sadly, but there seems to be more need than ever before. Neroli Sauter, Partnerships Manager with Destiny Rescue Australia, thank you for joining here with Michael and with Karen. Appreciate you all for joining us. You can join into the story and have a listen on our podcast at 1015fm.com.au.